Hello, little explorer. Did you go on an adventure today? Did you see something new? Something you've never seen before? Being a little explorer means we are always looking for new adventures and new things to learn and do. But tonight, we're going to go on a different kind of adventure. One where we don't find or do anything new, but instead, we focus on what we have right here. The beautiful gifts we already have. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? But before we do anything, we need to tell our bodies that it's time to slow down. And you know the best way to do that, don't you, little explorer? That's right. With our breath and focusing on the feelings in our body. Ready? Start by making sure you have your eyes closed and you're lying very still. Snuggle into your bed. Can you feel your muscles start to relax a little? Can you feel the comfortable bed beneath you? Doesn't that feel nice? And let's help our body relax even more by using our breath too. So let's breathe in, pulling the air into your lungs. And then, as you breathe out, let your body go a little floppy. Great. Now breathe in again, pulling your breath into your lungs. And then as you breathe out, can you feel yourself get even more snuggly in your bed? Okay, let's do a few more. Breathe in, pulling your breath in. And this time when you let your breath go, feel your arms and hands relax even more. And now breathe in, pulling your breath in. And when you breathe out, can you feel your legs and feet relax? Maybe even right down to your toes. That feels better. Well done, little explorer. You've sent a message to your body by simply using your thoughts and your breath. Isn't that cool? In fact, that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We're going on a journey using our thoughts and our breath. A journey into ourselves, into our beautiful body and all the amazing superpowers it has. Are you ready? Which part of our beautiful body will we focus on tonight? How about the part of our body that helps us every single day? It helps us to draw, to eat, and even to scratch. Do you know what part it is? Yes, it's your beautiful hands. Can you feel them right now? Try not to move them, but just feel them. What temperature are they? Are they nice and warm? Or maybe they're a little cool? Can you feel your fingers? Your thumb? And your little pinky finger? Aren't hands amazing? They help us in so many ways. They can lift things up. Can you think of something your hands have lifted today? And they carry things too. What's something you love to carry? We also hold hands with the people we love, or the grown-ups that help keep us safe, like when we cross the road. And our hands help us build things, like tiny pieces of Lego, or a big cubby house made out of blankets and cushions. Have you ever done that, little explorer? Built a cubby? We couldn't do that without our helping hands. Hands also come in all sizes and shapes and colours too. Some are super big and wide and strong, and others are small and narrow and gentle. But each and every one of them is special, helping us in so many ways. Let's take a few breaths here now and take your mind all the way down into your hands. Feel where they touch the softness of your sheets or your doona. Can you feel the air dancing on your skin as your fingers start to relax more and more, becoming heavier and heavier? Now imagine, when you take your next breath in, that the air passes all the way down through your body and into your hands, flowing down into your palms, your fingers, all the way to your fingertips. And while you are breathing into your hands, why not say thank you for all that they do for you? Breathe in. Thank you, hands. Breathe out. Breathe in. Thank you, fingers. Breathe out. Breathe in. Thank you, body. Breathe out. Well done, little explorer. Sometimes we can forget how amazing our bodies are and the wonderful things they can do. Our bodies are very precious, always with us and always helping us to explore the world. Thank you, body. Well, now it's time to let our bodies sleep. Getting lots of rest so they are strong and healthy tomorrow. Feel the pillow under your head and the comfy bed underneath you. And snuggle in, ready for a great night's sleep, waking up healthy, happy, and ready for another adventure tomorrow. Good night, little explorer.